broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that efforts refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is indeed hour two of two. The goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the road, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, with me, CSPOA.org. Become a lifetime member today, would you please? And he's with the Arise USA National Bus Tour, promoting God, family, and country. Family, faith, freedom. You got to dig it. He's live on the road. So is Robert Steele. So is Trent Luce. And so is Kevin Jenkins, our next guest. He's a powerful voice that rings true, this Kevin Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who he is. He's a public speaker. He's a transformational executive with an impressive track record. He's leading the charge in Urban Global Health Alliance as CEO founder. He's also with Freedom Travel Alliance, CMO founder. He's a lifelong champion for human rights in the black community. And a founder of Global Health Alliance, and they call us racist, huh? Wow. Kevin Jenkins, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much for the introduction. I appreciate it.
We're all the human race. They lie when they call us racist, huh, Kevin?
Absolutely. I've been having a real deep conversation with, you know, the middle of the country. One of the things I figured out when I started on this tour, and one of the things I wanted to be responsible for, was bridging the gap. Bringing both communities together, talking about medical freedom, talking about what freedom is, talking about what being American is, talking about what family and faith is. But one of the driving things that I wanted to do is I wanted to have a deeper conversation about race. Because what I've been finding out is that, you know, the radical left and a lot of people in this country have been hijacking the language of the civil rights movement, which was supposed to bring us all together, not separate us. Talk about civil rights, talk about human rights. Talk about all the things that are critical for us to be thriving citizens in this country that we call America. And I wanted to start having that conversation because if you look at what was happening, what's been happening on the news around the country, I call it big pharma news, big tech news, they've been using the language of race to keep us separated. Because if they can keep us separated, we won't be able to work together to fight against the tyranny or the tyrannical people of our time. Because I believe this is our defining moment. And, you know, for black Americans, you know, and white Americans to still be using the language of race to identify each other, we play a role in that, too. So what I'm saying to everybody on the road, I have my own critical race theory, which I don't understand, which is just another racist language that they're trying to impose on us to keep us separated. If we stop using black and white to identify each other and love each other and give support to each other, because we all have stories to tell, but our number one enemy, the number one enemy, are those global tyrants that are trying to take our medical freedoms, our religious freedoms, our faith away from us, and take the very essence of what being free really means. And I'm sick of it, and I'm going to be fighting. That's why I agreed to do the Arise tour with Robert and Trent and, of course, Sheriff Mack. And I've met so many beautiful people around the country. I mean, it's just astounding when you sit down and talk to people in Alabama, talk to people in Georgia, talk to people in Arkansas, talk to people in the middle of the country, because they're struggling and fighting for the same thing I am. But the thing that I really have gotten is that they've been dealing with government encroachment much, much more in a much more complex way than I have. And I'm telling all of my friends all around the country, it's time for us to unify. It's time for us to push back. It's time for us to start asking questions. And that's why I believe this tour is so critically important to the country. This is just not a vanity thing. This is a tour that's being financed, working every day to raise money, working every day to keep it together, working every day to keep us linked together as a unit to really give something very powerful to this country, an ability to communicate and talk to people. So that's why I'm at on this tour, and this is why I support it. And I'm happy to be on your show because a lot of the press has not been carrying it because we are, I think, the tour of truth, the tour of bridging the gap, the tour of developing a new relationship with America. And I got to tell you, it's just been incredible.
Kevin Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen, he's got a lot of details behind his name of the things that he's accomplished, but he is the founder of what's called Urban Global Health Alliance. And the mission of UGHA is to educate, empower, and release urban communities and their leaders from decades of indoctrination and suppression, and to create effective public policy which safeguards rights of equality and more. Kevin Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business, folks, because look, I have a critical race fact, jettison theory. Kevin, you ready for the critical race fact?
Yes, we're
all God's children. Let's start to act like it, for crying out loud.
That's right. And you know something? I wanted to add something to that. You know, one of the things I've been trying to tell the people, these wonderful people that I'm meeting from all around the country, that it's time to start building a future that we want, not the future that they want to give us. And that's why when you mentioned Freedom Travel Alliance, people don't know that I'm a partner in Freedom Travel Alliance. Let me tell you why it was created. It was created that because we knew they were going to try to take our ability to fly. They were going to control us that way. So what my team did, we started developing this company called Freedom Travel Alliance, where you won't be masked, where you won't have to take a test. And we just signed our first contract with charter planes out of Florida to start taking American citizens, Americans, true patriots, anywhere they want to go in this country without being masked and without being tested. I mean, we did that. And we have other projects that we're working on because we believe that in order to save America, we have to be free of these corporations that believe that they own us. And if you go on Freedom Travel Alliance, you'll see and become a member. If you go on Urban Global Health Alliance, become a member. But I want all of you to follow this tour and support us because it's critically important that we finish. Beyond Mount Rushmore, we're going to go through the rest of the country. Mount Rushmore is like the piece of it all, the great defining moment. But that after that defining moment, we're going to take that victory lap through the rest of the country.
National Arise USA tour continues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, Sheriff, does it get better than this, brother?
While Kevin was talking, I was thinking the same thing, Sam. And he really knocked it out of the park last night and did a great job. And the people were really engaged with him. And, well, they were engaged the whole time. But Kevin's a powerful speaker. He brings a powerful message. Kevin's not sitting down and watching the horrible things happen to us where government is forcing us to wear a face diaper and that we have to be tested and monitored like a bunch of sheep. He is taking action, and his Freedom Travel Alliance, oh my gosh, what a great idea. What a great, absolutely great idea. And he is absolutely correct. We're not going to the future that the tyrants and the media and big pharma and big business and Wall Street want us to do or want to force us to do. We, on this tour, and Kevin Jenkins, are taking us to a future that was designed by our founders and designed by the will of American people to be free. And this is just brilliant. But I have to add, there is one thing wrong with Kevin Jenkins. Should I tell you, Sam?
He doesn't have really Second Amendment pizza?
he ate all the pizza, yeah. He's from all New right. Jersey. Yeah, no, he knows I'm kidding, but we love Kevin, and he brings such a great message to all of this, and you know what he does, Sam? At the end of his speech, every time, he wants everybody to hug each other, and so it's really wonderful to see everybody. Sometimes they don't stop, do they, Kevin? They just keep hugging all the way. Some people just walk around hugging everybody, you know?
Yeah, they feel like a newfound freedom as we come out of the pandemic disaster.
Yep.
Let me tell you one thing I really find fascinating about Kevin is it's not about rhetoric with Kevin, ladies and gentlemen. He shares methods to actions in order to defeat modern day slavery of all races, or I should say the human race, is a better way to put it. Right, Kevin?
That's right. And guess what? That's what this is all about, saving our country. Here's the deal. think about this. We woke up a year ago and they tried to take our ability to love each other away from us, our ability to protect our family away from us, our ability to earn. And the thing that I, you know, the hugging is so important because the one thing they tried to do is disconnect us from each other. So we didn't look at each other in the eye. You know, we didn't call each other as much. They tried to take our ability to love our seniors and our mothers and fathers. So the hug represents victory. The hug represents, no, you're not going to take that away from us. No, we are not going to allow you to snatch our God ability, our God loving ability away from us. So that's why the hugging is so important. But I also tell people, and Sheriff Mack has just been a great person to be around. I learned everything about the Constitution. I spent time listening to him. He's a really a great force for this country. But the thing I also tell people is this. I want you to stand up. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to inhale God and exhale fear. So every time that you are feeling fearful, when you do that, you would then find your God courage to change the country or help us change this country and build a country that we want to live in. So you have to find your God courage to do that. What Sheriff Mack has done all his life is shown his God courage to be able to produce the value for us to understand what it means to be free.
Hang tight, Kevin. Quick pause on your radio. Do you know about Freedom Travel Alliance? You soon will. There's a documentary. Kevin was co-producer. Medical racism? We'll talk about it on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing Foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various Foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know about Freedom Travel Alliance? If not, you soon will, ladies and gentlemen. FTA is a social enterprise which supports the rights of humans to move about freely and to travel unencumbered and without discrimination. You got to dig it. FreedomTravelAlliance.com is where you can learn more about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the good Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the National Arise USA Tour coverage continuing on Liberty Roundtable Live. We're also talking to our good friend, Kevin Jenkins, known as a truth warrior. Building healthy communities creates a healthy society. Amen to that. And folks, look, it isn't about race. I don't even know why we talk about race in America. Look, I'm all good to celebrate everybody's culture. Okay. When it's Cinco de Mayo, I want to learn about Mexican culture and eat Mexican food And they'll call me a racist for that, but you know what? Shame on them. I just want to learn about them and celebrate their lives and their history and their contributions to the greatest country on the planet. And I want to do the same thing with guys like Kevin and guys like Sheriff Richard Mack, who's a white guy. Of course, he's darker than me, though. We compared our skin the other day. Two white guys, and we're different colors. It's kind of strange how that works. But anyway, God makes us all, ladies and gentlemen. Let's act like that. But Richard Mack went to El Salvador, lived there for a couple of years, and came back loving pupusas, one of the greatest foods on the planet. Anyway, all I'm telling you is, folks, we all need just to stand shoulder to shoulder in our sacred cause. Kevin, your response?
Listen, I got to tell you, what Sheriff Mack has done all of his life is to bring the country together and empower us to be able to understand what our inalienable rights is. And I appreciate that. I'm glad that he introduced me to you, and I'm glad he brought me on the show. But, you know, you ended your last segment talking about medical racism. You know, I found it very interesting as a Black American, and I'm trying to get away from even suggesting that I'm a Black American as opposed to saying I'm an American. But you know, when we did the documentary, Medical Racism, it was to document and show the world and show people, even in my community, that did not understand the role that Big Pharma had played in destroying the health of not just Black Americans, but all Americans, but in particular, mapping it from India, mapping it from Africa, mapping it from Somalia, and mapping it back to the States. And, you know, in the Black community right now, just like every other community, you know, we're chronically ill because of our relationship with Big Pharma, and we need to break away from that. So medical racism was a marker to show everyone what Big Pharma has done in playing a role in destroying our society and destroying our health. And what you've seen through the corona narrative is that they will go to any lengths to commoditize our bodies, to profit off of our bodies, to experiment on our bodies. Now they're going after our children. Now they're going after our seniors. They're pushing in an experimental biologic to destroy our God consciousness away from it, destroy us. And guess what? And they're not going to stop unless we fight back. So the documentary Medical Racism, I believe, was the marker to start a bigger debate. But let me tell you something that happened when the documentary came out, because I got a call from Bobby Kennedy, who is one of the executive producers on the documentary, that Chelsea Clinton had the audacity to suggest that Bobby Kennedy was a racist because he put a documentary together to fool Black Americans. If we are like, we're the stupidest people on earth. And that seems to be a reoccurring theme with the radical left, that we're stupid. Like, we don't know the difference. We don't know our history. But what she also said was that big tech should sanction him. Big tech should take him off of the internet. But what she didn't understand, that it was three prominent Black Americans, including myself, that were co-producers of the documentary. So is she calling us a liar? Is she telling us that we're lying to our people? Is she telling us that we're trying to distort the truth? Is she saying what happened in Somalia, what happened in India, what happened in America, what happened all around the world didn't happen? That's the audacity, the hubris that these people demonstrate every day while they work every day to take our freedoms away from us. You know, that's the thing that gets me really, really hot, that they can frame a narrative that dare suggest that you and Sheriff Mack and Robert and Trent, we're not doing the right thing. We're trying to fool the people that we've given our whole life to work for and to build up so they can have a thriving life for their families and children. It's insulting and it's frightening that some of our Americans that we believe understood this are siding with those tyrants to take our medical freedoms and our rights away from us. So medical racism was the ability for us to tell a story that the whole country can buy into, because we've all been victims. So you can go in and watch it for free. Everybody can watch it for free. Medicalracism.org. You don't have to pay for it, but I think you need to watch it because you can see in its full glory what Big Pharma would do and what take any action to take away our ability to protect our bodies from them.
Kevin, one of the interesting things is with the Hillary Clinton dishonest statement is they are so desperate that they're going to lies now that we can expose in about 5 seconds. It used to be multi-layered deception where it was really hard to get the truth out. Nowadays, they lie so often, so fast, so much, it takes about 5 seconds to prove they're lying. Why would you betray your race? Why would you make up false information and suppress your people?
Right.
They are lying to you, and it takes about 5 seconds to expose the lies nowadays.
Yep. And I'm very happy that people paid attention because it's a highly viewed documentary. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of what all of us are doing, all of the patriots in this country that are fighting to save our republic. I'm standing with them. I don't care if you're Jewish, Greek, I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care who you are. As long as you're not a devil worshiper, and if you are anybody that's against Christ, I'm not standing with you, but I'm standing with the patriots of this country to fight for our republic.
I got one phrase, Sheriff. That's right.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to share the stage with Kevin Jenkins. He's so positive, and he's so right, and no one should be making excuses as to why we accept the political dogma today that says that we should all just fall in line blindly. I mean, look at just the vaccination hoax. No, I'm not going to call it hoax. Look at the vaccination propaganda and brainwashing. Everybody, everywhere. Now, Indiana is saying that you have to be vaccinated in order to go to college there. And has anybody ever looked at the information regarding vaccinations on their own? Do your own study, do your own research, and see if that's really a good idea. See if it's been tested. See if it's been approved appropriately by the FDA, which I don't trust the FDA anyway, whether they did or not. But that's usually the way the mainstream goes. Has it been tested by the FDA? Has there been independent studies about it? And originally, what did Fauci say about a vaccination? It would take 2 to 10 years, he said, at a press conference about a year ago. He said it would take 2 to 10 years to get properly tested. Now it hasn't been, and everybody is falling in line because Fauci said to take it. The media says to take it. Governments say to take it, and now the universities in Indiana are saying to take it. And people are going to fall in line because why? You're told to. Question authority, find out for yourself, and do your own research to make sure you and your family are protected and not getting something that you should not get. I will tell you, I'm not getting the vaccination, but I've done a lot of my own independent study on this, and I'm not going to take it. But how many people are just sheeple and going along with this? And I love Kevin's message to everybody. You create your own future. Don't take the pill that the federal government and others are trying to force down your throat.
Kevin, there's a friend of mine who's now passed away. He used to travel with the Tea Parties. He was a singer. He was a black guy. He was just an incredible gentleman. His name was Marcus, and he passed away, but he used to sing for liberty and promote. He went on the Tea Party, promote Trump tours all over the country, and he used to call himself the unhyphenated American. His name is Lloyd Marcus, the unhyphenated American. I like that concept.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. We need more of him. I'm sorry. I'm saddened that he's passed on. But we all need to be on the road. We all need to do a road trip. We do. We all need to go out and see what the rest of America looks like. And to Sheriff Mack's point, you know, I'm praying for everyone that has taken this experimental biologic. I'm praying for their families. I'm praying for their kids. You know, to be free, you have to make it. To be a free American, you make the decisions that you need to make. But I do believe what Sheriff Mack said, you need to do your homework. I mean, there's some great doctors, you know, great scientists, great epidemiologists. I've spoken to some of the greatest minds on the planet, and everything that they've told us about this particular pandemic was a lie, and it's all unraveling. I think God is exposing it all, and I think we just need to pay attention and take immediate action. What Fauci has done, what Gates has done, what the World Health Organization has done, what Big Tech has done, what our government has done, even some of our faith leaders have abandoned us.
Amen to that. Are you going to be in Salt Lake, Kevin?
Yes, I'm going to be in Salt Lake. Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to meet you in Salt Lake. I'll look forward to shaking your hand, my friend. And I think you and I can blow up critical race theory together and stand for political reality. I think we can do the critical race fact. We're all God's children. Let's start acting like it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Kevin Jenkins. And to check out his incredible film, medicalracism.org.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
YouTube suspending Senator Ron Johnson's account over his comments about COVID treatments. The company saying yesterday the Wisconsin Republican violated their rules by posting content that contradicts the advice of the WHO or local health authorities. In the video recorded over a week ago, Johnson talks about alternative treatments for COVID like hydroxychloroquine. Johnson says big tech has decided there is only one medical viewpoint allowed, and it's the viewpoint dictated by government agencies. The Justice Department announcing a renewed emphasis on voting rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising yesterday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination. He also issues a warning to states passing election integrity laws.
We are scrutinizing new laws that seek to curb voter access, and where we see violations, we will not hesitate to act.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ's Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The FBI now involved in the investigation of a mass shooting in Texas. The Joint Terrorism Task Force investigating this morning's shooting in downtown Austin. At least 13 people hurt, two of them in critical condition. Besides terrorism, Austin police say another possibility is that it's gang-related. This comes just hours after another mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia, Friday night. One dead, eight others hurt, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin sharing his thoughts on former President Trump.
I believe that former U.S. President, Mr. Trump, is an extraordinary individual, talented individual. Otherwise, he would not have become U.S. President. He's a colorful individual.
Putin speaking through an interpreter in a recent interview with NBC News. Putin also sharing his thoughts on President Biden.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Just think of the number of years he spent in the Senate. A different kind of person.
The full interview will air on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, the good sheriff, Richard Mack on the road. National Arise USA Tour coverage continues on Liberty Roundtable Live. Kevin Jenkins, incredible guy. You know, Truth Warrior, his film, incredible. Medical Racism, wow. MedicalRacism.org to learn more. Kevin Jenkins, a Truth Warrior. Building healthy communities creates a healthy society. Imagine a kind of a logic like that. Incredible. Freedom Travel Alliance he's working on. Yeah. We're also talking about his Global Health Alliance. I mean, the guy's involved in a lot of stuff. He's got his finger in a lot of things, man. He's on the Arise America Tour. He's with the buses right now as well. We're going to all meet in Salt Lake City, too. Coming up the day after Father's Day, Monday, the 21st of June. And Loving Liberty is excited to host the National Arise USA Tour at Liberty Hall, partnering with Trent Luce, good friend and more, to give a kind of a tribute to Burt Smith. That'll be incredible. It's a free event you won't want to miss. 4 p.m. We're expecting a big crowd, so we've already put on Reserve Smith Park and more. I mean, all I'm telling you is everywhere you go, there's just good news happening, good people traveling and appearing everywhere, and phenomenal things on the weekend, the 4th of July coming up. Sheriff, it's just brush fires of freedom everywhere, huh?
Well, it is, that, and the miracles just keep happening with all of this. And that Kevin Jenkins has this great message, when we're in the middle of what the propaganda scheme and brainwashing of CRT, critical race theory, who in the world came up with that? And now,
a bunch of racists came up with that, sir.
Oh yeah, they did. Yes, absolutely. And Governor DeSantis in Florida has signed that there will be no CRT taught in public schools in Florida. And now what?
Yeah, Ron.
Of course.
Now I got a question. I got a question for the critical race theory people, though, Sheriff, just to kind of make the point. And that's why I think I'm one of the greatest campaign people to tell the tale on this. Me and Kevin could really tear it up. But here's the question. You know, they say that white people are racist. They're systemically racist. They can't help it. They're born that way. They're the perpetrators, and the victims are anybody that's non-white. That's their narrative, okay?
Yeah.
But I got a question. Is a blind white person a systemic racist also? Because if I'm talking to you, Sheriff, like Kevin, somebody who is educated, how do I know that they're black or not? I don't even know.
Well, I know.
But am I still a racist just because?
Sam, I know what you do. You use your children to point out black people to you so that you'll not like them.
Wait a minute. When I didn't know he was black, I didn't try to shake his hand in this story that I tell. When I found out he was black, I put my hand out.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know they're black, and I don't know they're trying to shake my hand, and so I don't shake hands when I don't know people are trying to shake my hand, right?
Yeah, I understand that.
I should have just told you I was preparing for COVID, you know? That's what I should have said. I'm just preparing for the COVID coming up. The problem is I didn't know. But I digress, except to really just point out how psychotic their notions are. This agenda, this propaganda, is just designed to divide and destroy. And Kevin's message is to unite and work together. Isn't it clear who's who in this battle?
Yeah, it is. And like I say, Kevin's humble and contrary message to people that stop believing the national narrative and run your own life and find out for yourself what's really going on. And I really like his comment. I'm going to say it again. I know I already did this, but I'm going to say it again. You decide your future. Don't take these other people's pills. And sometimes that's literally, but definitely philosophically. You find out for yourself. You find out that there is opportunity. Look at what Kevin Jenkins has done and how he's helping people and bringing people together. He does not buy into this narrative and brainwashing and this evil scheme that, all whites are prejudiced and racist, and you've been put down your whole life, and so everybody owes you. No. He doesn't.
Now, I got a question. You guys are on buses together, and I don't mean this to be lost on us, and I don't mean to be too weird about this, but I want to point something out. You guys are on a bus together, a black dude and a white dude, right?
Yes.
All right. Does Kevin have access to the whole bus?
He sure does.
Whoa, what's happening with that? Isn't that fantastic?
I don't know, yeah. Yeah, I think he needs to stay in the back, you know, kind of do the Rosa Parks thing. You know,
I thought all the rock stars stayed in the back of the bus.
Yeah, I do. In school, we always like to sit in the back.
That's right. But rock stars also hang out in the back of the bus and rest while they travel to the next venue and all that kind of stuff. But I point this out because isn't it ironic that they're calling us racists and we're advocating for Rosa Parks being able to sit wherever the heck she wants. And we're also saying Kevin can sit wherever he wants and on the bus. And it's interesting, they call us all racist 50 years plus later, and we're the ones advocating for equality for us all that stand shoulder to shoulder and proving it by our day-to-day actions and interactions. Isn't that just clear as a bell for people to see?
You know, Sam, it should be very clear, and it worries me that it's not, and it worries me that people buy into this. And the biggest thing is something that we said and talked about and that I talked about in my speech at the Red Pill Expo. If you're going to survive, and if you're going to make it through all of this, you must be capable and strong enough to question authority, to push back. Like Kevin said, you've got to push back, and you can't just sit there and take everything at face value and accept everything that's been spoon-fed to us by the media and by our government. And they definitely are complicit. And it's really sad to watch the sheeple walking around with these masks on, and some of them even doing the double mask thing, because of course Fauci said to do that once, you know, and so that our government is deciding for us to wear a diaper on our face, and that we're just all following along like, yeah, this is to happen. It's absolutely astonishing that people can't see that a mask does not keep your breath in. It's not a balloon. And so maybe it doesn't go fast, you know, like if you're talking and spewing out your breath around somebody where that can go about 5 or 6 feet. Yes, it doesn't do that. But your breath is still lingering around your face and head. And if somebody else takes your position where you were just at, where you were just standing and talking and breathing, then they're getting all of your germs. That mask does not stop germs from coming out from your person. It does not, it could not, unless it was stopping all of your breath. And if it was stopping all your breath, you would be dying. Okay?
Yeah, so, that's right. All right, I got a question for you, though, Sheriff. Here's the question for you, and this is a literal question to think about. I came up with this yesterday. My mind just kind of goes off on topics that are kind of fun. But think about this for a second. Would you rather be 6 feet apart for the rest of your life or 6 feet under? Now, 6 feet apart, they try to make exceptions so you can live with it. They say, oh, you can be closer to your wife because you're from the same household. But what they're lying about that, because if Richard Mack's on a bus, then he goes home, and then he's on the bus, then he goes home, then he's on the bus, and he goes home, he's bringing all that back to his family every time. So this idea that we could just be in families, unless you only be with your family and nobody else, it doesn't fly either. But would you rather be 6 feet apart or 6 feet under? In other words, would you rather die on your knees or stand for liberty, right? What do you want is the point.
Well, there's kind of two different facets of what you're asking. There's one, do I want to be forced by government to do that? Or if I was just given the choice of living and staying away 6 feet from everybody, I think ultimately, Sam, I would change my mind and say, yeah, I'd rather be 6 feet under. But I think the overall theme of what I would answer to that and all of it, and the answer to your question, is give me liberty or give me death. I want to make my own choices, and I want to be left alone by government. And so that's going to be my answer.
Yeah, and that's really the point to bring it up. I realize that, hey, they're not exactly comparables. It's like, well, it depends on how you define 6 feet apart, and it depends on this. I get all that. The real point, though, is, hey, are you going to just live to their dictates? What if they said 10 feet apart? What if they said you had to be apart from everybody? They're turning us all into biblical lepers, right?
Yeah, they are, and slaves, Sam. All of this is whether or not I have the right to control my life, or does the tax master have the right to control me?
Quick pause, the good sheriff on your radio. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Richard Mack with me. We're talking about the Arise USA bus tour coverage continues. The good sheriff with me. We just talked to Kevin Jenkins, doing a great job. Kevin Jenkins, truth warrior, medical racism. There's racism everywhere, folks, and it ain't us. Let's set the record clear. Set the record straight. I got three stories before the end of the hour to pick your brain on, Sheriff. First one says this. There's a video out now, and it's 18 seconds long, and it shows that those who were first into the Capitol were not Trump supporters at all. They had all black uniforms showing that they're coordinated and appear to be from Antifa or BLM. Bob Unruh with the piece, WND.com. New videos coming out, educating folks on what's really going on, Sheriff. We also had that video a couple of weeks ago that came out that showed that they were asking for peace. You had the leaders of the Trump people along with the police saying, look, let's work together and peacefully. They're going to let us meet with them peacefully and advocate for what we want, which is to look into the election fraud. And we're going to do it peacefully. Guys, listen, peaceful. That video came out a couple of weeks ago. Now another video comes out showing 18 seconds of all kinds of coordinated people. All black uniforms, really a signature of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and more. That video came out. There's a lot of video we haven't seen yet, Sheriff. And the truth is starting to become the picture. The puzzle is starting to be put together piece by piece as we gain the truth of what really happened. Sheriff?
Well, yes. And I really hope that that is used in the defense of all these innocent people who've been attacked by these thugs of the FBI. I have absolutely no respect for any FBI agent and there's probably some good FBI agents that are good people, but I have no respect for them because they're staying in an organization that is absolutely out of control. A bunch of thugs, a bunch of jackbooted thugs violating the rights of people and going in their homes to do a search warrant, not an arrest warrant, but a search warrant on somebody who was simply standing outside. Some of them were even telling people not to go in to the U.S. Capitol, and they're being arrested and charged with all these ridiculous felonies and crimes that they never committed. And when these search warrants were used, Sam, these FBI thugs handcuffed their children while they were searching the homes. You do not need to handcuff a 13-year-old girl while you're doing that. You have a responsibility.
You do if you want to instill fear and launch the intimidation tactic to extreme levels, but you don't under reality circumstances where you realize the police and the FBI and everybody else work for us. It's a whole oath of office, keep your oath mentality discussion, isn't it?
It really is. And it's again why we have become so successful at the CSPOA is because there's so many law enforcement people in the federal government that have no clue what that oath is about. They make a mockery of our Constitution. They make a mockery of the rule of law, and they make a mockery of their oath of office. And it is just sickening what these people have allowed themselves to do.
Now, the government, big business, everybody, media, celebrities. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Rock star, all loving and backing and celebrating Black Lives Matter. Never mind that that phrase caught on, but the sinister behavior of BLM and the sinister agenda of BLM really hasn't been exposed enough because there's not enough people speaking out about it like we are. But here's the headline that I found interesting, Sheriff, that really, in my opinion, tells the tale. Black Lives Matter infighting reaches a boiling point as members demand accountability. Here's what's happening. A lot of BLM people on the local chapters are going, wait a minute, you know, we raised a ton of money at the national level, but none of it's trickling down. We're kind of frustrated here. You guys have a ton of money. You act like you're poor. People are resigning from Black Lives Matter organizations. Money's in question. People are starting to sue and be on different sides of the issue. And you could have predicted this coming, Sheriff.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, the whole thing has never had any validity to it. They've spewed out so much hate and have caused so much discontent across the country and a complete division. And yet, look at all these big, huge companies donating to this. This is Disneyland money and Coca-Cola money and PepsiCo. I mean, it goes on and on with the huge companies that have donated to this. And Sam, I'll tell you why most of them have. Most of them are being held hostage, just like Jesse Jackson used to do. We will tell people to boycott you if you don't donate to us. That's exactly what's going on here. Most of them would prefer that this whole thing go away, but no, they don't want to be viewed as racist. So they, of course, they donate. They donate to this ridiculous organization that has got the people at the top buying multi-million-dollar homes and not caring one iota about making sure that the Black lives really do matter and that the people's lives within that organization are being bettered or helping poverty-stricken cities where the ghettos are still flourishing. And what is BLM doing about getting people out of poverty? Huh. Show me one thing they're doing to help people out of poverty.
As far as I can tell, they're just rioting and destroying their own cities and making it worse.
They are.
Turning them into virtual war zones, right?
Black Lives Matter. Why don't they talk about Black Lives Matter and say, stop burning down businesses and homes of Black people?
That and stop aborting babies. Stop murdering babies of Black people and white people and everybody else.
Exactly.
All right. I got to move to this story before the end of the hour, Sheriff. And, you know, they call you and I the quintessential racist, and I understand their dishonesty. But nevertheless, I want to highlight this story because I think it's cool. Number one, the Jazz won two times so far against the Clippers. So it's 2-0 in the second round of the playoffs for the Jazz, right? That's a cool enough story. But here's what happened. There's a Filipino food truck. It's called Yum Yum Food Truck. And as far as I understand, the food is delicious. So this Filipino family had this food truck, and their food truck got vandalized with all kinds of racial slurs on it. I don't know who, I don't know why. Some idiot out there, which I would 1,000% reject and say shame on them. Anyway, I guess vandalizing caused problems with this food truck. Now, that's the sad part of the story, not the part that I want to highlight. Jazz player Jordan Clarkson, who just has been playing big in the playoffs. Anyway, as far as I understand, he's a Filipino player. Well, it turns out that Jordan Clarkson found out about this Yum Yum food truck that got, you know, beat up and everything else, putting the whole ability for that restaurant to recover or that food truck to recover at risk. Well, Jordan Clarkson stepped up and he helps rewrap Yum Yum food truck after anti-Asian vandalism takes place. So he puts the truck back on tap and rolling. Now, you would say, well, so what, Sam? A guy in America that's Filipino helps out a Filipino food truck. Yeah, but I'm a white guy promoting it and saying good on them. Good for working together. Good for good people doing great things. And I want to celebrate that, Sheriff. See how racist I am?
Yeah, and you have to take your head off to the Jazz, not just because they've really turned around their program, but because you have people who really care. I think we were just talking about the opposite of that with the BLM people.
That's correct.
You have now a basketball player who definitely has some money, but he's really busy too, and they're really in the middle of the playoffs, doing super well, and you have somebody who takes the time to be kind and generous and caring and Christian, and that's really the message to me that should be coming about from basketball. Yeah, I love basketball. I played it my whole life. But the important thing was the camaraderie and caring about people and working as a team. And the American view better get right now straight with that. We've got to come together. We've got to follow the example of that good basketball player you're just talking about. And let's be that way with each other. It's not because of government programs that we're going to solve this. It will be because we come together as a caring people and act just like that and really take care of people. And I'm not talking about just giving something to somebody. I'm talking about really caring about people, setting the example, and helping people with equal opportunity.
A hand up, not a hand out, is what Jordan Clarkson gave this yum yum Filipino food truck. And the reason I like it, Sheriff, is because I love to indulge in different cultures' foods. I love to learn about their lives, their cultures, their countries, their lifestyles, their understandings, their, you know, I love to learn. And when a yum yum food truck is available where I can learn about the food and ask questions and talk to people and make friends, and it's just incredible. And this is what we need to be celebrating in America. Food trucks are outside, outdoors. You got fresh air, so you don't have to worry about the cocoa garbage. People can just do wonderful things. That's what's so great about this Arise USA bus tour. It's outdoors. There's food trucks at the events. It's just a lot of fun, and you can learn about a lot of culture, a lot of people, everybody's heritage, and we can just celebrate it together.
Yeah, no kidding. And come and meet Kevin Jenkins. And come and meet Trent Luce and Robert David Steele and me and Tina and the other Karen. And I mean, she used to be a songwriter for Patsy Cline. I mean, that dates her a little bit. But I mean, this is such an opportunity.
Yeah, but she's still a killer singer, though.
Oh, yeah. And a great time to bring us together. And you know what? Is the Democrat Party bringing us together? Is the Republican Party bringing us together? And I don't see where politics is having any success with any of these things that really matter. What really matters is that we do this ourselves and that we, the people, take over and be in charge of our government and of what's going on in our country. Let's do it. Let's come together, because I guarantee you that Washington, D.C. will never bring us together. They're all about division and money and greed.
But I'm telling you that the people, locally working together at all towns and all counties across the country, is the key. Sheriff Mack's book, America's Last Hope, that is the county sheriff. That's the point. We the people can get together with our local elected officials. And if they're willing to carry the ball for us, then wonderful. If they're not, we'll politely replace them with those who will. That is the genius of America. That is the key to the exercise. The CSPOA at the forefront of this, no doubt. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We're also not only doing the bus tour, but we're going to be at Freedom Fest coming up in July as well. Again, another event in the heart of our country, South Dakota. Mount Rushmore. Freedom Fest, we're going to have a dinner there too, and more. We'll be getting that up on the website here, and you can go to
I'll be at Mount Rushmore 3 times within 3 months.
You got to dig it, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Sheriff, travel safe,
man,
my friend.
I'm going to love it with my family. Thanks, Sam.
There you go, Sheriff Mack on the bus tour. We're going to keep up to date with this tour as it rolls to all 85 stops, as Trent Luce wisely points out. Remember, in Utah, in Ogden at Liberty Hall, lovingliberty.net to learn more. We're going to have an incredible event Monday the 21st, 4 p.m. Be there. It's going to be awesome. That's a wrap. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. The most positive attitude. The glass is more than half full. It's overflowing with blessings from Almighty God. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.